I would like to continue on to the next bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. Bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, which is the 16th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, this is the last of the. This is the last of the brachas amtsiyos, the last of the middle brachas. Right, the Shemoneh Esrei is divided into three parts. There is the Shalosh Rishonos, the first three, which are brachas of Shevach, brachas of praise, and then come the middle brachas, which are tefillas, bekoshas tzrachav, it's asking Hashem for our needs. Those are the middle 12 brachas. And then there are the 13, together with Vala Malshinim, there are 13. And then the last three, which are the brachas of Haidah. So this, the Shema Keleinu, is the last bracha of the brachas of Bakoshas Tzracha, of asking Hashem for our needs. This is a very, this is a all-encompassing bracha, asking Hashem to answer our tefillos. So this really includes all of the brachas that preceded it as well. So as a result, we're going to spend more time on this bracha than we've spent on the other ones. Well, first I want to, what? First I want to quote to you what the Tur and the Lavush write about the Bracha of Shema Kaleinu. So the Lavush writes like this. Amru Chazal, and the same words appear on the tour, just a little bit of a different language. Amru Chazal. Chazal say, Sheyachol kol adam lo hisif v'lishoy b'chal bracha u'bracha davar ha-tzorach lai. Me'en ois ha-bracha. Chazal said that each person can add and request in each and every bracha of Shemoneh Esrei their own individual tefillah, which belongs to that specific bracha. Kigon, for example, b'Rafa'enu, for example, in the bracha of Rafa'enu, yachol lispal alachayla, a person can daven for a specific person who is sick. A person can add their own tefillah and even mention the name during Shemoneh Esrei, during the bracha of Rafa'enu. U'beberchas Hashanim, by the bracha of Mevorach Hashanim, yachol lispal ala parnasa. A person can daven for parnasa. Individual, they can say their own individual tefillah for parnasa. V'chem v'shar brachas. So also, by each and every bracha, if a person has an individual request that pertains to that specific bracha, a person can add their own individual bracha, their own individual tefillah, to that bracha. Aval bebirchas shemaya tefillah. Shehiyu achroine v'koileles u'ma'asefes kol ha'bakashos. However, the bracha of shemaya tefillah, which is the last one, the last of the bakashos rachav, and it encompasses and it gathers together all of the requests, yachal ha'odam lohisiv ba'avadishal ba'kol tzerachav. A person can add and request in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah all of their needs. That is the lashon of the Levush. So during that, during the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, a person can add whatever request they have. If you don't know, if you have a specific request and a person doesn't know which bracha it pertains to, say it at Shemaya Tefillah. The Arizal says, that a person should ask for parnasa by the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, even if the person is a wealthy person. There's an inyan to ask, the Arizal says, an inyan to ask by Shemaya Tefillah for parnasa. So, Lamaisa, it is brought that a person should not, even by Shemaya Tefillah, a person should not speak their own tefillahs. Person should, we'll soon see that that's something a person should leave for the end of Shemaya Esrei before Yilud Otzen Im Refi. But nevertheless, a person should have in mind, a person should daven b'machshava by Shemaya Tefillah for any of their needs, and specifically for parnasa. Now I want to read to you the Lashon of the Anaf Yosef, also very, very important. Which is the way he brings out the importance of this bracha. He says like this: Bracha zuhi kalalas. This bracha is very encompassing. V'lachein yochal ispal. I mean, it's very general. Therefore, a person can daven in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah for everything that they need. Ach, however, shlo yizbatal al yidei zeh malan es kedusha. A person should not spend his time b'shma kaleinu asking for all their needs, and through that, the person is going to miss kedusha. So, if a person is davening with a minyan, and if they spend their time by Shemaya Tefillah, they're not going to finish Shemaya Esrei on time, and they're not going to be able to say kedusha. Says the Anaf Yosef is bringing this. I believe he's bringing this from the Chai Adam, that it's better to better for a person not to spend the time by Shemaya Tefillah. But Lachain, therefore, he says Yosef Tov the Kavoya Tefillah Satzichas Lo Kodim Yehudat Otzain. It's better to establish the person should leave the tefillahs for their individual needs for the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right before Yilud Otzayin, kedei kishi yitzarach lanis kedusha ibarchu, so that if he hears that the chazan is about to start kedusha or barchu, yochalami Yilud Otzayin take. If he could just say at that point, he could just say Yilud Otzayin, and then he'll be able to answer with the tzibur. Whereas if you're holding my Shemaya Tefillah, you're stuck; you won't be able to answer. Says, and he adds, it is correct and appropriate for every person to daven every day specifically for his needs and his for his parnasa. What else? And that the Torah should never be removed from one's own mouth and from his descendant, from his children, and from his children's children. A person should daven every day that all of his descendants should be oivdei Hashem v'emes, true servants of Hashem. And that the chas v'shalom shouldn't be a invalidity in his descendants. And everything else that the person knows in their heart that they need. So these are things that a person should ask for every day by Shemaya Tefillah. Or before Yilud Otzayin. For their needs, for their pranosa, that the Torah should never be removed from ourselves, from our children, our children's children, that our children, that our descendants should all be Oivdei Hashem v'emes. Then he adds from the Yaras Devash, Kigoin. Yaras Devash says, which is the Bianis Naibshitz. He says, Kigoin, Im Tzorach Las a Shidduch. Asatzme, if a person needs a Shidduch for themselves, Oibonav of Anoisav, or for their sons or their daughters, Yispal Hashem. He should daven to Hashem. A person needs to do a good deal, Yispalel Hashem. Should daven to Hashem. These are, Mom, they're spelling it out for us. What we need to daven for. Vashem Nesrei. Sheyatzlicha, should daven to Hashem, that Hashem should send them a success. V'yoylicha b'derech ha'yasha, that Hashem should direct him in the right path. Ve'ein tzorach loymar, needless to say, im yesh lechas v'sholom eitz tzora b'teich beisa, if a person has chas v'sholom some trouble, some tzora in their house, their household, she tzorach l'ispal, a person needs to daven. V'chein also, im yesh le'eiz a simcha, if a person has a simcha, she yispalul, a person needs to daven, shlo yechta b'simcha, that he shouldn't sin as a result of his simcha. V'lo yikrehu avayin, and that no avera should come his way, shlo yitiyah chas v'sholom simcha shachre atuga, that it shouldn't end up being a simcha that causes sorrow. Va'al kol inyan, says the Rabbi Yonason, ma'asha oisik, what, no matter what thing a person is involved in, yispalul b'lashonai, a person should daven in his own language. Va'af ki l'shonai l'shon lag, va'en yoch l'spalul l'shon ibn karai, even if he speaks a different language, b'chal not l'shon kodesh. Hu chaviv l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is beloved to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, ki ilu hirbal yispalul b'lashon rochav, v'safa beruda v'ne'ima tzacha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam appreciates it and loves it as if the person spoke with a clear tongue in Lashon Kodesh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to hear our own words. So this is what we're supposed to be doing by Shemaya Tefillah. And if the person is concerned that if he does this by Shemaya Tefillah, he's going to end up missing Kedusha, then the person should do this before Yilei Rotzon. All these are things that we need to daven for. These are the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us these Borei Nefashos Rabbos V'Chesronim. Hashem creates many Nefashos, and there are things that they're lacking. Hashem makes us lacking, so in order that we should daven. If we don't daven from when we're lacking, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes us more lacking until we get the message that we're supposed to be davening. Famous word by the Nachash. That Hashem said to the Nachash, you're going to eat earth for the rest of your life. And the question is, well, that's not a call, it's a bracha. The Nachash always has what to eat. The answer, Hashem is telling the Nachash, I never want to hear from you again. Here, just take this. You have whatever you need. But by us, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to hear from us. Hashmi'ini es koylech, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Hashem says to us, Hashmi'ini es koylech, I want to hear your voice. That's why we say to Hashem, Shema koylenu, listen to our voice. You made me lacking because Hashmi'ini es koylech, because you want me to daven to you. You want to hear my voice. Okay, Shema koylenu. So listen to our voice. Listen, we're davening to you. Listen to our voice. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim where the Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu, right before Yaakov Avinu passed away, the pasuk says that he called together all of his children. And the Gemara says, Bikish Yaakov, the Galus, the Bon of Ketzah Yomen. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his children when Mashiach was going to come. And the Shekhinah departed from him. Amar, so Yaakov said, Shema Yimtza. I should really get the lashon, but it's something like this. Shema Yesh Bizari Psul. Perhaps there is among my children a psul, an invalidity. Kamoi Avram, Shiyatza Mamena Yishmael. Kamoi Avi Yitzchak, Shiyatza Mamena Esav. Like Avram, who Yishmael came from him, or Yitzchak, that Esav descended from him. To which his children all responded, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When Yaakov Avinu heard, says the Gemara, that his children said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, his children, Yaakov answered, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adonai Avod. So we need to understand what is the dialogue here. Why did his children say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? How was that the answer to Yaakov's question? And why did Yaakov respond Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adonai Avod? What's more difficult is why did Yaakov have to give an example? Shema Yeshia Bizari Psul Kamoi, like Avram Yishmael came from him, or like Yitzchak that Esav came from him. Why was it necessary to give those examples? What's wrong with Shem Yesh Bizari Psul? Finished. In the Tikkun HaZoyer, it says that the word Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, which is the first word of this bracha that we're talking about, is that Shema stands for Se'u Morei Meinechem. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says Se'u Morei Meinechem Ure'u Mi Bara Ela. Lift your eyes heavenward and realize who created all this. Se'u Morei Meinechem says the Tikkun HaZoyer that Shema is Rosh HaTevis Se'u Morei Meinechem. Then the Tikkun HaZoyer says that Shema has another Rosh HaTevis. Shema is Rosh HaTevis Shachris Mincha Arvis. Right? That is the Rosh HaTevis of Shema, Shachris Mincha Arvis. Now, we need to understand what is the Tikkun HaZoyer coming to teach us. With these Rosh HaTevis, Sumor HaMenechem, Shachris Mincha Arvis. Then the Tikkun HaZoyer says another thing. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Eile toldos hashamayim v'ha'oretz bihibaram. These are the order of events of the heaven and earth when they were created. So Chazal darshan two things from the word bihibaram. One is bihibaram is the same letters as biavraham. So Chazal say Eile toldos hashamayim va'aretz, that the whole order of heaven and earth were created for the sake of Avraham Avinu. Then Chazal say that bihibaram is split up into Behei Bara, that Hashem created the world with a Hey, with the letter Hey. Says the Tikkun HaZoyer that these two drashas are really one. How is that? Because until Avraham Avinu came into the world, there was no one who was paying attention as to who created the world. People were going around with their business as if the world was self-sufficient, as if the world existed on its own. People were worshipping Avodah Zarah. No one was paying attention. No one lifted their eyes to say, "Mi bara ela? Who created all this?" It didn't dawn on anyone until Avraham Avinu came along and said, "Who is the Baal Avira?" He said, "Who is the one that owns this? Who's the one that created all this?" So the Avraham Avinu was the first one that was Su'umara Menechem, that lifted his eyes to the heaven and said, "Mi bara ela? Who created all this?" And finally came to the realization that there's a Rabbi Nishalayla. Up until that time is what Chazal call a world of Toyu. It was a world of emptiness. Right? Chazal say the first 2,000 years of the world until Avraham Avinu came to the world are called years of Toyu. Says the Tikkun HaZoyer, that's why the words told us HaShemayim VeHaoretz, which are the three words before Bihi Baram, which is Avraham, the three words before Bihi Baram is told us HaShemayim VeHaoretz is Rosh HaTevis Toyu. Toyu told us HaShemayim VeHaoretz is emptiness. A world of emptiness. A world of no purpose. A world where no one recognized that there's a creator. Right. A person's own recognition, where the person doesn't teach it to the world, is not considered it's still part of the Eilam HaToyu, because it's just a person's own thing. Avraham Avinu asked the world the question, "Mi bara ela?" Says the Tikkun HaZoyer that the letter He, the last He of Hashem's name, represents the Midah of Malchus. That's right, it represents the Midah of kingdom, of Hashem's kingdom. The Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is the letter Yud represents Chachma, the letter He represents Bina, and then the letter Vav represents the six Midas, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayit, Yesod. And then the last Hey represents Malchus. We don't have to go into all this, but that's more Kabbalah. But Hey, the letter Hey represents Malchus Shemayim. Malchus Shemayim, understanding that we are the subjects of Hashem's kingdom, is only possible when we realize Mi bara ela, when we realize that Hashem has created the world and we are His subjects. And that is the purpose of creation. So Avraham Avinu transformed the world from a Olam HaToyu, from the world of Toyu, world of emptiness, into an Olam HaTikun, to the world of Tikun. As we say by Elena, we say, L'sakein Olam. How is the world refined? B'malchus shakai. When people realize that there's a malchus, the Rabbi Nishlam is king. We're his subjects. And that is what Avraham Avinu accomplished. Through Su'u Morei Meinechem, by lifting his eyes heavenward and asking, Mi bara ela. The name Avram without the hay is Rosh HaTevis Re'u Mi Bara Ela. Realize who created all this. And when Avram came to the realization of Re'u Mi Bara Ela, he automatically inserted the hay, which was the automatic result of Re'umi Bara Ela is that there's a king. And therefore, we're his subjects, and that is where the hate comes in. The hate comes into Avram's name as a result. Because Avram taught the world that the world was created for the sake of that hay of Malchus Shemayim. Says the Tikkun HaZohar, so both come together. Eile told us Hashemayim Oretz, the whole purpose of heaven and earth was Be'Avram. Why? Because Be'Hei Baram. Because Avram taught the world that Hashem created the world for the sake of Malchus Shemayim. The Sakei Noilam B'Malchus Shakei. Now we know that Hashem's name Elohim represents Midas Hadin. Right? Represents Hashem's attribute of justice. What arouses Midas Hadin? Hashem's attribute of justice. We would definitely want the Rebbeinu Shlom to conduct himself towards us with Midas Chesed, Midas Rachamim. What causes otherwise? When people don't realize, when people don't recognize Mi Bara Ela, when we don't recognize who created the world, when we go about our life ignorant of a creator, ignorant of Malchus Shemayim. But when we ask ourselves Mi Bara Ela, that is how we transform the Midas Hadin to Midas Harachim. The Sforim say, the Tikkun HaZohar says, that the words Mi Ela are the same letters as Elohim. Just, the letters are reversed. Right? You take the letters Elohim, you can transform them into Mi Ela. When a person says Mi Ela, that is when they take away Elohim, they take away the Midas Hadin, and it's transformed into Rachim. That's Avraham Avinu. That's what Avraham Avinu accomplished. That's why Avraham Avinu represents Midas Chesed. He transformed the world of a world that was being judged with Midas Elohim. Avraham transformed it to Midas Chesed by saying, "By Su'umara Menechem Eru Mi Bara Ela." Realize who created all this. He was the one that asked Mi Ela. Now Chazal tell us, Tfilois Avois Tiknu. The Avois were Misaken Tfila. What is Tfila? Tfila is our expression three times a day that we are totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nothing happens on its own. We're totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a recognition of Mi Bara Ela. That's why Chazal used the word Tfilis Avois Tikunum. Tikunum. It's part of the Olam HaTikun. Part of the Olam HaTikun is Tfila. It brings the consciousness, the consciousness that it brings to our conscience. No, to our consciousness, yes. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is Melech, and we are totally dependent upon him. So the same word Shema, that is Se'u Mora Menechem, is also Shachris Mincha Arvis. Because Shachris Mincha Arvis are the three tefillos that our Avos were Mesaken in order to bring the world to the Olam HaTikun. And that is why our expression of Malchus Shemayim begins with the word Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is how we bring Malchus Shemayim into the world. Through Su'u Morim Enechem, through lifting our eyes and asking Mi bara eila, and through shachris mincha arvis. Now, Avraham Avinu was the Av that was Mesaken Tefillah Shachris. Avraham Avinu is Mesaken Tefillah of Shachris. Tefillah of Shachris is a Tefillah that is davened in a time of brightness, which represents a time of clarity. It's a Tefillah for Tzadikim. It's a tefillah for tzaddikim to daven that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should continue to assist them to be able to serve him, to be able to conquer their yetzer hara. That is what tefillah of shachris represents, a tefillah of clarity and brightness. Yitzchak comes along and is misaken not only the tzaddikim, Yitzchak is misakin the beinanim. Tfilas mincha is bein hu arbayim. It's between day and night. Represents those who are struggling between light and darkness. The beinani. And that tefillah is that Hashem should assist us in our struggles. That Hashem should assist the beinani in their struggle. Chazal say, Hizor b'tfilas ha-mincha. Be very careful of tfilas ha-mincha, because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered by tfilas ha-mincha. By Eliyahu, by Har HaKarmel, he davened, it was tfilas ha-mincha. Ayi ba'alois ha-mincha. That's what it says. What did Eliyahu HaNavi say to Klal Yisrael that time? Admos ha-yatem poischem al shtei ha-seifim. How long are you going to keep on dancing on both sides? Either Lashem or Labal represents the Beinani, who's torn between Lashem and Labal. Always torn between Oili Miyitzri, Oili Miyitzri. A person is always struggling between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Yetzer Hara. And that's what Tefillas HaMincha is for. So Yitzchak was Mesaken, he brought the Olam HaTikun to the Beinani. Yaakov Avinu was Mesaken Tefillas Arvis. This week's parsha. Vayivga b'mokoyim. Sechazal in pegiya l'tefila. Yaakov Avinu was Mesaken Tefillas Arvis. Tefillas Arvis is a tefila for a time of chashkus, for a time of darkness. It represents tikkun for rishoyim. Yaakov Avinu was Mesaken even people who are Rishoyim. A special tefillah, Tefillas Arvis, that the Rishoyim should be zoich to do tshuva. That is what Tefillas Arvis represents, a tefillah in the darkness. So we have Avraham Avinu who was Mesaken a tefillah for Tzadikim, Yitzchak a tefillah for Beinanim, Yaakov a tefillah for Rishoyim. Now these aren't necessarily three people. We have the tzaddik within, and we have the beinani within us, and we have the rasha within us. We have the tzaddikim are the areas that we all have areas that we don't have any struggle anymore. Baruch Hashem, the areas that we know that we're perfectly fine with, whichever areas in avodas Hashem that is, and for that we have tefillah shachris. We need to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to continue to allow us to be tzaddikim in those areas. Can't take anything for granted. Then we have the areas of beinani. We have the areas that we struggle with. And that's what we have tefillas hamincha for. And then we have the areas that were very weak. The areas of the rasha within us. That's what we have tefillas arvis for. To daven that Hashem should assist us in returning and doing tshuva, to be able to strengthen ourselves in those areas. So the three tefillas that the Avos were misakin, the Avos were misakin every type of yid. Every type of yid, a tzaddik, a beinoni, and a rasha. That every single yid in every area of their lives should be able to recognize Malchus Shemayim. L'saken oylam Malchus Shakai. Now, Yishmael and Esav belong to the Olam HaToyu. They don't belong to the Olam HaTikun. Why is that? Because Avram and Yitzchak were only Mesakin Tzadikim and Beinanim. They weren't Mesakin Rishoyim. So Yishmael and Esav that preceded Yaakov's Tikkun belong to the Olam HaToyu. It's only Bnei Yisrael, the children, the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, for all of time, going forward, all belong to the Olam HaTikun. There is a Tikkun for every Yid, even the biggest Rasha, because Yaakov was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis in this week's Parsha. Avraham Avinu, when Sarah wanted to send away Yishmael, Avraham Avinu was hoping that Yishmael would still belong to the Olam HaTikun. He was hoping, he didn't want to send him away. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Avraham, Kol ma she'tomer lecha Sarah, whatever Sarah tells you, Shema b'koila. You should know that she's not ignoring the Shachris Mincha Arvis. Shema, she knows about Shachris Mincha Arvis. Yishmael doesn't belong to that. Shema, it's not that she's not aware of it. Shema b'koila, she's aware. Sarah is, as Chazal tells us, Sarah was greater than Avram in Nevuah. Shema b'koila, she's aware of the Shema. You need to listen to her. Yishmael doesn't belong to that. When Rivka tells Yaakov to go take the brachas, which was basically sealing Esau's fate. It was banishing Esau from the Olam HaTikun. Yaakov was hesitant. I'm going to bring upon myself a klal of Lai Bracha. Does Esau really not belong to the Olam HaTikun? So Rivka says to Yaakov, Shema b'koili. V'leich kachli. Shema is in my voice. I also know about the Shachris Mincha Arvis. Esav is not part of that. Esav belongs to the Olam HaToyu, not the Olam HaTikun. And this is why this last bracha, the all-encompassing bracha of the brachas of Bakashas Trochim begins with Shema Koleinu. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the reason why we have the right to stand before you is because Shema Koleinu. Our voice is all about Shema. Shachris Mincha Arvis. No matter where we stand, whether we're the Tzaddik, the Beinoni, or the Rasha, or all three, we have the right to stand before you because we belong to the Olam HaTikun. Shema Koleinu, because our voice is the voice of Shema. Our voice is the voice of Shachris Mincha Arvis. And it's not just a right that we have. Shema Koleinu means that our voice is saying Shema as well. Meaning that we are, no matter who we are being mekabel Malchus Shemayim. We are accepting upon ourselves the Shema, which is the Saken Olam Malchus Shakai. We are accepting Malchus Shemayim. Just by the act of davening is is our expression of Rabbeinu Shalom, we're totally dependent on you. So today we spoke about the word Shema, and we have to Shem. Next year we'll talk about Kaleinu. We should all be zeicha to bring Malchus Shemayim into the world, into ourselves, and that's chus that Rabbeinu Shalom should listen to our voices. Mekabel our tefillas, berachem v'rotzon.